John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon this time, though.
That's right. Yeah, we're not used to this. We are used to being up very early in the morning, from 6 to 8 a.m. We're on WMDX in Madison. And, so we're doing a double shift.
Double shift all week.
Yep, in for Maggie Dawn. She'll be back next Monday. Phone lines are open at 855-75-CIVIC. In fact, we have Joe, who's been hanging on the line here for a while. So.
We did not know that, Joe, so we apologize. We're just getting all our equipment set up here. So what do you got for us, Joe?
Is Joe there? Cal, do we have Joe? Okay. All right. Well, Joe, if you're listening, you can call us back.
Well, I think you'll enjoy this next segment. We have Mike McCabe in the studio from Substack, and also an author who is taking a little time away from book signings.
He has a great book called Miracles Along County Q. It's really terrific. And, Mike, it's good to have you here in the afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Yeah. We wanted to get you here because, you know, everybody's pretty depressed, pretty angry. You know, a lot of the town halls, we're seeing a lot of frustration out there. But we really want to get some hope. We want people to understand that this is a time proven cycle of events that will lead us to a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, no pressure, but you know, we're turning to you.
A new world order.
Give us some hope.
Maybe I shouldn't say a new world order. But anyway, it's called The Fourth Turning. And you introduced this to us on one of our previous programs, the interviews that we did on our morning show. We want you in the studio today to tell the entire state that there is hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Things are going to get better, right, Mike?
Well, one of the things about history is the, you know, you've heard the old saying that those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
Right.
But there's also a dimension of history that where you can take real comfort. And you can draw inspiration from history, because what history teaches us is we've been through these kinds of things before. And I've heard so many people say in recent days or recent weeks, this is not normal. What we're going through is not normal.
Right.
It's not normal from the vantage point of our lifetimes.
Right.
We haven't seen anything like this in our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about history. And that's what is so cool about this book, The Fourth Turning. It was written back in 1997 and by two authors, William Strauss and Neil Howe. Strauss is now deceased, but Neil Howe actually did a 2023 update called The Fourth Turning is Here. And we're in the midst of The Fourth Turning. But back in 97, they had looked at history, and what they found was this really interesting pattern that is recurring. And what they said was that basically America has been through this pattern three times before, this entire pattern, and we're entering it for the fourth time, or we're almost to the conclusion of the fourth of these cycles.
Right.
And it's almost like the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In spring, there is growth. And then eventually, you know, that growth turns into harvest. And then there's, you know, the leaves start to die back and fall, and you know, the those wonderful green cornfields turn brown, and there's eventually death. And then again, there is rebirth. The next spring comes after a bitter winter, and you have rebirth. And history shows that same kind of pattern. What was interesting is that Strauss and Howe found that there were four parts of a historical cycle. Each cycle, the entire cycle would last about a human lifetime, about 80 years. And there would be four parts to that full cycle. They called them turnings.
Okay. Yeah. And that would be the high, awakening, unraveling, and the crisis.
Exactly. So it starts out with a high. That's kind of like spring. There's growth. There's sort of new birth.
It says here, a time of social change and questioning of the status quo was the awakening time, the summer.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Maybe the 60s? Could that have been the 60s?
Yep. And then you go into an unraveling where mm-hmm. people start to distrust institutions, and people can start to get cynical, and they start to bristle about, you know,
yeah.
they think that society is a little, you know, is requiring a little bit, you know, too much, you know, you got to follow too many rules. You got to go along too much. There's too much conformity.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to a crisis where you kind of reach a phoenix moment
mm-hmm.
where institutions start to collapse and then society goes through this process that ultimately brings you to that phoenix moment where a new order rises out of the ashes. The authors said that basically the first time we went through this was the American Revolution.
Mm.
Here people were trying to throw off a king's power.
Right.
It resulted in the American Revolution, and it resulted in the birth of a new nation and a new constitution and a brand new social order, and democracy was born. Roughly 80 years later, we are in the Civil War period.
Time, yeah.
Exactly.
And slavery rips this country apart, and we're at each other's throats, and the country comes apart at the seams. And of course, out of that comes Reconstruction and a new period. There's pretty significant social change and a period of growth or regrowth. And then you get to the First World War, followed quickly by the Great Depression, and then another World War. Again, the country is coming apart at the seams. There's tremendous trauma, especially with the Great Depression. And out of that comes a sort of a new birth again for mm-hmm. for the country. And man, people now look back at the 50s and 60s and think that that was just such an idyllic time.
Right, right.
And you know, the older folks among us are thinking, we want to go back to the 50s. That's when America was
yeah,
was
60s,
in such great shape. Was
60s
in the 50s.
Was pretty tough, you know.
And think about that.
Yeah.
We go through that post-war boom, the baby yeah. boom generation, and the great prosperity. And then people start to think they've about had it with the conformity, and they start to question authority, right? And,
right.
And we start to see the kind of unraveling of the social order that leads us all the way to where we are now, where things are pretty much unraveled, come off the hinges, but when Neil Howe wrote The Fourth Turning Is Here in 2023. He said this is following history's patterns to a T, and that this is coming to a head, mm-hmm. and that by the mid-2030s, we're going to see a tremendous burst of new growth in America, and a new social order will take over.
You slip that in there, like the 30.
The 2030s.
The 30s. Oh, no. Okay.
You got to wait five more years. Okay.
And you know, think about the last yeah. time we went through a fourth turning.
Yeah.
There was World War I, there was the Great Depression,
yeah.
the banks collapsed, the country was really hurting, and then World War II comes, we go through another world war before the social order really changes. It takes some time, and I think that that's one of the things that history teaches, is that nothing happens in a month or in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Social change happens over the course of roughly a generation. And generational change does bring about a new social order and a new economic order. And we are on the cusp. We're in the midst of a fourth turning, and we're on the cusp of spring coming again.
Well, I hope it comes really soon.
Yes. We got time for a couple of calls here. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Joe gave us a call back here from Madison. Good afternoon, Joe. You're on with John and Gordy and Mike McCabe. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys. I don't want to take you too far afield, but maybe this sort of fits into the turning, Mike. I have been fascinated by this story of Mrs. Vance going to Greenland, and she's supposedly going to a dog sled race with her son, and then along with some security officials. I find this turning, if you will, of, gee, we no longer work with people. Instead, we just talk about taking over countries because that suits our interests a whole lot better. I don't know where that goes, Mike. I mean, that seems so provocative and so aggressive. And certainly the Danish and Greenlanders are furious about this. And in terms of where this takes our country, I find it just horrifying and amazing. So dog sled races aside, amazing that Mrs. Vance is going to be leading the charge into Greenland. I'd love to hear your reaction, guys. Thanks.
Seems like a sign of trouble ahead.
All right, Joe, thank you.
Well, okay.
Boy, you don't have to look to Greenland to see signs of trouble. It's all over the place. It's everywhere. But think about what has us in its grip as we are in this fourth turning, this current fourth turning. First, there's economic globalization. That was a huge economic revolution where we became a global economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the technology takeover, the computer, the internet, robots, AI. That has created an awful lot of economic disruption and dislocation. Those are huge anxieties for working class people.
They are.
And that is what has made so many people lose faith in the old economy and those old institutions, and they're impatient and they're frustrated and they're scared. And fear does funny things to people.
Yeah.
It makes people act irrationally. And sort of lash out at each other, sadly.
Yes.
And, you know, working class people are at each other's throats. They're lashing out at each other.
Well, by design, of course.
And they're being encouraged to do that.
Right.
They're being led to do that by those who want to lord over us.
Right.
Those people know how to play us like a fiddle. And so those are huge forces at work, similar to what the country faced at the Great Depression or at the Civil War. Those are huge social or economic dislocations, and it's got people anxious, it's got people scared. That's what drives the loss of faith in institutions and the desire to sort of break things and build something new because people are fearful. Well, you know, that's what we're going through right now. But I think the good news is that there are going to be those who will try to exploit this moment to consolidate power and wealth in their own hands. But eventually people will rise up and say, you know what? We want a society that works for all of us.
Mike, I think
it's happened over and over again, and you can see the signs now.
At the town halls.
You can see it starting to brew. And that's not going to yield results next month or even next year, but it's something that is building.
Definitely
going to
build.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got Brian on the line. Let's go to Brian in Milwaukee. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, just wanted to comment about what you guys were talking about earlier with the Social Security and disability. I'm actually young. I'm going to be about 40 in a few months. And unfortunately, because of health issues, I am in the process of applying for disability. And I am working with an attorney. And what gets me already is the hoops I have to jump through just to get disability. And I see a numerous amount of specialists. And I've had, even working with the attorney, I had to file myself. Then my attorney had to file for a reconsideration phase, which is the appeal. Now we just found out that there's going to be the hearing phase. I've had numerous source statements. They call them witness statements from family and friends that can see my daily, activity of life. I had to have a physical done by my doctor. Then I had medical source statements from various doctors that have been submitted. And I even have past employers submit saying, this is how his health has affected his work performance and why he cannot physically work.
Yeah.
And what gets me is all the hoops we have to jump through just to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get it. And then you'll have to go through reviews occasionally, too, in the future.
Right. And unfortunately, if we had, a universal healthcare system, we wouldn't have to go through any of these hoops at all.
Mm-hmm.
This makes sense, doesn't it? Brian, we're short on time here. We've got to go, but I appreciate your call and understand your problem.
Thanks, Brian. You can give us a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We will be back with more with Mike McCabe, John Agourdi in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let all hang out. Oh,
where sober people know what it's